Yesterday, the International Atomic Energy Agency voted overwhelmingly to report Iran to the United Nations Security Council over its nuclear program. Iran responded angrily, saying that it would immediately restart full-scale work on uranium enrichment. Officials also said that they would order an end to snap inspections by the IAEA. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad dismissed the referral, saying, "Issue as many resolutions like this as you want and make yourself happy. You can't prevent the progress of the Iranian nation." Joining us from Tehran is NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, is the Iranian government speaking with one voice on this?
Actually, uncharacteristically, yes, from the president to the foreign minister today, who spoke out about this, to the head of the Iranian parliament, who made a speech in the parliament today. They're all essentially standing firm, being defiant, saying that the IAEA and the international community had no right to do this to Iran. They all said that Iran would stop snap inspections of the IAEA inspectors and that they would begin enriching uranium. So at the moment, it looks like they're putting up a solid front to the international community on this.
Now, the referral specifically calls for the cessation of all uranium enrichment work and the full disclosure of Iran's past efforts to obtain nuclear technology. And if Iran refuses to do this, it could face sanctions. What about any Iranian officials? Is there any concern being voiced about the escalating crisis?
Among the top officials, there's not. They think that they can weather this, and if they stand firm, they think that the international community can back down. But at a lower level, I think that there is some concern among some political analysts who were quoted in newspapers today, and among some more moderate and even reformist newspapers. A number of articles appeared questioning the wisdom of Iranian diplomacy on this, questioning whether Iran really needs a confrontation with the West at this time. So, yeah, there are some concerns and some questions being raised, but apparently not at the top of the Iranian government.
Iran had a meeting with Russia to discuss. They were proposing a meeting to discuss a proposal to enrich uranium on Russian soil. Iran said yesterday it's canceling the meeting. Today it appears the meeting is back on. What does this indicate? Hope?
It's not clear that it indicates hope, but this is more typical of the Iranian government, where there are moves and counter moves, statements and retractions. It's likely that the Iranians will continue to talk about this with the Russians, because the Russians are their best friend and almost their only friend vis-a-vis nuclear technology. The Russians are building a nuclear power plant here and would like to sell Iran more nuclear technology. But so far, there's no indication from the top levels of the Iranian government that they really want to compromise on this and could agree to the terms of the Russian proposal to enrich uranium for Iran, but in Russia.
What have you heard on the street about the situation?
When you engage in conversation privately with Iranians, there's a good deal of nervousness about this. People are beginning to wonder, is this a crisis? Is this going to get worse? Is this a confrontation? And ultimately, does this mean some kind of military attack on Iran? So I think that that kind of feeling among people is going to grow as this crisis unfolds further.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Tehran. Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Leanne.